and murdered in 20 seconds. Pop culture and more in 12 minutes or less.
Hey gang, my name is John, and this is episode 2 of 720 Seconds. Well, thanks for tuning in for this episode. We got a good one for you. But first, I want to let you guys know we are on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, YouTube, Anchor, Spreaker. We're still trying to secure other spots and spread our wings, and maybe you can help. Why don't you submit us some listener email or comments, and we'll do our best to read them in future episodes. That being said, let's get started with the topic of our show today, which is Nintendo Tales. All right, today's episode is going to focus on Nintendo Tales. Just little stories about my experiences with Nintendo systems that I've had over the years. It may interest you to know that I am a huge, huge Nintendo head. All goes back to the original Nintendo Entertainment System from 1985. I was actually exposed to that by my cousin Jason. I think I mentioned him in the first episode. Jay, what's up? Let's see, he had Mach Rider and Super Mario Brothers, which, of course, Mario Brothers was the pack-in game for the NES. They don't do a whole lot of pack-in games anymore, now that I think about it. But anyway, so, let's see, it was my mother, my sister, and my grandmother took us to this electronics store, one of those no-name places. And, naturally, they were offering Super Mario Brothers. And they said, well, you can have one additional game for free. So we're browsing through the display cases, and we're looking at all these games. God, I loved the original box art, where they had sports series, action series. You know, those, you know, at least you got to see this is what the game actually looks like, as opposed to someone's interpretation through cover art. So I did see Legend of Zelda. But I also saw Kung Fu. I couldn't really make out what Zelda was, because obviously you couldn't just take it out of the display case and have a look at it. So, I liked Kung Fu, actually. Enjoyed it thoroughly, even though it was just five stages of the same thing. Whereas Legend of Zelda, which we got years later, was so much more involved and elaborate and just plain amazing. I love Zelda. I love the Zelda series. Yeah, a lot of Nintendo stories. Obviously, I got a lot of Nintendo games for Christmas. I actually got Super Mario Bros. 2 and Zelda 2, which, you know, to some gamers were kind of the black sheep of the franchise. Not many people like Mario 2, and not many people like Zelda 2. I happen to like both, so there. I actually completed Super Mario Bros. 2. It was my 10th birthday, and that was 1988. And I remember I woke up that day with a stiff neck, and I could not move it at all, but was still able to play. Had a lot of fun there. Now, I got to point out something in my next video game conquest. I had watched a friend one day beat the original Legend of Zelda. And I was still, I couldn't remember exactly where I was in the game, but I knew I had made significant progress. And I got home that night, and I was playing and playing and playing. Finally, I beat it. Now, before I get to what I did after that, I should point out that as a kid, for some strange reason, I was afraid to call people on the phone. Reason being was because one time, stupidly, I misdialed someone's number, and when another person picked up, you know, I just kind of panicked. So from then on, I just had trouble dialing people's numbers. I was always getting somebody else to do it because I was afraid of screwing up. That being said, when I completed Legend of Zelda, without even thinking about it, I picked up the phone, called on my friend, all excited. You know, hey, I beat the Legend of Zelda. I couldn't remember what year I beat it. So it wouldn't be that big of a deal if I spread the word around school the next day, because, you know, knowing my school chums and everybody else, they probably have already beaten it, you know, 6 billion times. But the point of that story was, I wasn't even thinking about misdialing my friend's number. I just picked up the phone and just freaking did it. You know, to me, that's an accomplishment. I can't speak for the rest of you guys, but hey. Well, let's move along. Still having the NES, we're not up to the Super Nintendo yet. I tried to teach my family how to play Nintendo. They basically heard me play these games so much that a lot of times they can, recite the tunes, you know, during dinner time or whatever. You know, a lot of times my grandma would say, all I hear all day is da-na-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na. So I thought that was kind of cute. When I tried to get my grandma to play, she kept running into the same Goomba in level one over and over again. I think with my mother, the way she was holding the controller and the movements she would make when Mario would jump, it's kind of like you're moving the controller as he's jumping, which, of course, you know, it's not motion control. That hasn't been invented yet, Ma. So that was interesting. Even with my grandfather, one day he walked into the room and I was playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. And during the intervals, he was reading one of Piston Honda's comments. I'll give you a TKO from Tokyo. I thought that was kind of cute back then. You know, what can I say? All right, now we're going to jump into the Super Nintendo. Once again, this is something that was brought to my attention by Jason. He actually brought the system over to my house. And I was introduced to Super Mario World. And, oh man, the vibrant colors, the action, the music, I fell in love, man. What can I say? And I amassed quite a significant Super Nintendo collection. Even owned Mario Paint, and I was able to do pretty fancy animation. I'll actually talk about the stuff I used to do with Mario Paint a little later on. Let's jump into the Nintendo 64. Yes, I had a Game Boy, didn't really do a whole lot with it. My mother played Tetris. That's about it. So, some of you may recall with the Nintendo 64, that sold like mad. I remember going to Toys R Us and trying to play as much of the game as I could by the kiosks that they had set up. The only problem with those kiosks is, you know, if you're playing Super Mario 64, which was the only game that you can play for about, I think, 10 minutes before the game just turns off and you hear, "Thank you for playing Nintendo 64. Who's next?" Because obviously, you know, if the game just never shut off, you would have a tough time trying to get, you know, one kid to, you know, let other people have a turn. You know, meanwhile, this kid in front of you is on level 13 or whatever. So I was always going to Toys R Us just trying to play Mario 64 until I got my own for my birthday, 1996. Interestingly enough, I went half. I think I spent about $130, $140, somewhere in between, and my grandmother shelled out the rest. The only problem was the Nintendo 64 did not include a pack-in game. There was no Super Mario 64, so I had to rent it from Blockbuster Video. Blockbuster Video, we talked about in episode 1. You can refer back to that if you have no idea what Blockbuster Video is, but I'm pretty sure the majority of you listeners do. So I would rent Mario 64 all the time. I know they had a couple of other games eventually for sale, but I was a huge Mario head. Still am. Eventually, I ended up getting Mario 64 for Christmas. Mario 64 was $60. I also had Star Wars Shadows of the Empire, and from what my mother told me, that was $120. I don't know where she bought it, but I can imagine why it was so much, because the N64 was in such popular demand. It was insane. After Nintendo 64, my in-laws, I was married once, my in-laws bought me a Nintendo GameCube. The GameCube came with Luigi's Mansion. I owned a Wii, I had a Wii U, and a Nintendo Switch. That I can get to another time. This is only a 12-minute show, so maybe I'll save the Nintendo Tales for another time and we'll finish it up then. Thanks for listening to my Nintendo Tales, and let's close out the show, shall we? Well, thank you all for listening to episode 2 of 720 Seconds. The topic of this episode was Nintendo Tales. I hope you enjoyed that one. If you did, leave us a comment in whatever platform you're listening to this on. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment below. I definitely want to read some listener comments in future episodes, so guys, don't let me down. If you do like the show, do share it on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook. I do want to look into other spots like Google+ and, you know, whatever else. However else we can share it, let other people know how cool we are. Listen, it's a free podcast. We're not earning any money from this. So, and I don't have a producer. I'm just doing this because I love it. I love telling stories, and hopefully you guys are enjoying the stories that I am telling you. Until next time, my name is John Gibson, and this has been another episode of 720 Seconds. You guys take care, and I'll see you next time. Or hear you next time. Or you'll hear me. Whatever. Bye.